Chapter 4. Being the first girl in four generations of Muir men had its perks. Those lumberjacks who felled the ancient Northwest forests became Seattle's first real estate developers. They spawned an industry. They spawned a fortune. They spawned boys. So when Dad's father died 15 years ago, he bequeathed the Lewis Island property into my parents' care, under the condition that I inherit it on the day of my marriage. My dad told me later that my grandfather had his heart set on seeing me, his sole granddaughter, wed in this cottage, the one he had built as a weekend love nest for himself and my grandmother. Not a single person in the Muir family contested my inheritance or our move here immediately after my grandfather died. The next morning, when I awoke a few minutes before 6, for one lazy second, I considered rolling over, burrowing into my sleeping bag. But I wanted to say goodbye to my home in private. So I crept around my friends, grabbed my denim jacket off the door hook, and slid into my sneakers on the welcome mat outside. As I set off for the beach, I cast a backward glance at my treehouse and swallowed hard. As frivolous as treehouses were, I loved this treasure box, barely visible in the forest unless you knew where to look. There was something whimsical and secretive about small spaces, however impractical they were. And this treehouse was my heart realized into four walls, snug, safe, and hidden. Back when I was 10, my parents sold the very last of Mom's stock options from her job at Synergy to remodel the cottage. The architectural drawings enthralled me. Long scrolls of paper detailing the front and back elevations of the house. Our architect, Peter Nakamura, wore a never-changing uniform of form-fitting black t-shirt and relaxed black jeans. His one accessory, the black moleskin notebook he always carried. One morning, after meeting with my parents, he had strolled to the coffee table where I was sketching my own architectural drawing of a treehouse. No sweet Snow White cottage. Mine was a modern shack whose inspiration came from the eco-